Brother Devin for helping out his grandfather and leading the singing. Appreciate that. I want to mention, don't y'all think I look a little better? I won't say good. I'm sporting a new suit on. Kathy's trying to clean me up and make me look better, so I won't. She tries hard, but she don't have much to work with, but no harm tried. Tonight, as we gather here, you know, I've got one thought that's on my heart, and got one of ten. I want to honor and glorify our Lord and Savior. You know, song that come to my mind, oh, what a Savior. Boy, we've got a good Savior. We got the best heaven had to offer. Oh, what a Savior. You know, I don't have anything new tonight, but I look out over the crowd, and I'm sure y'all don't want anything new. The good old truth, that's the best. That's the best. I'm going to take a reading lesson from the 10th chapter of John. It's a very familiar reading. Title on it, Christ the Good Shepherd. We'll start there with the first verse and read maybe 15 verses or so. You want to follow along. 10th chapter of John, beginning at the first verse. Jesus doing the speaking here. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And a stranger," skip one, verse 4, "and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep the sheep are not, seeth the wolf come and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. We'll stop our reading there for a minute. And you know, as we read this, we see there in that sixth verse that Jesus was teaching them in a parable, and they understood not. You know, I think today that we, through the complete revelation of God's work and through the preaching of the gospel and the Holy Spirit, we have a better understanding of what Jesus was saying to them, that He was the door. You know, John 16 says that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by Him. And you know, they didn't have the complete revelation that we do today, and they may have had a little, didn't fully understand that I laid down my life for the sheep. People, I got to understand that one day. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you've got an understanding of that. Oh, what a Savior. You know, but I think that this parable that He taught, the Lord used, and He used things that were commonly known. Used water oftentimes and different things. Things that people understood to make it easier for them to understand. You know, but I think we may have a better complete revelation of this and understanding of it, but I think we lack in the ability to truly understand being a sheep in God's fold and having Jesus as our good shepherd. You know, ranching is different now than it was in them days, or at least it is in this part of the country. But Jesus being the shepherd, the good shepherd, we don't really comprehend maybe the love that Jesus has for us. We don't fully comprehend maybe the compassion He has, the watch care He has for us, as they may have then. You know, these shepherds are, cared for the flock, they were continually with the flock. Jesus said that that a hireling who was a thief, when he sees the wolf come, that he fleeth because the sheep are not his. There in the early verses, He said twice. That when He putteth forth His own sheep. People, we are the sheep of God. We are the saved, the redeemed, called many things, but we are His. We were purchased with a great price, and we belong to Him. And you know, we don't fully, I don't think, we don't dwell, we don't give it the attention, we don't give it the thought that we ought to, but the care that Jesus has for us. And what a great blessing it is to be a child of God, a sheep in His fold. You know, we know that He goes on and says later on in this that my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which give them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Boy, isn't it a great blessing to us? We ought to dwell on that. We ought to think more on that, that we've got eternal life because our good shepherd give His life for His sheep. You know, that's a great blessing. Life eternal with God. You know, what a Savior. You know, without this plan of redemption, you know where we would be? Without hope. Be a bad place. You know, there's many walking around today that are without hope. They don't know the Good Shepherd. They're not in His fold. People, we are to really be thankful, if you're a child of God, to be in His fold and Him be your Good Shepherd. Hey, Brother Mike, 2 weeks ago on a Friday morning when a wolf come knocking, wasn't it good to know that you had a good shepherd, that you was in His fold? Hey, the wolf is, it's going to come. But we're not under the watch fly of a hireling. We've got the Good Shepherd. That careth for us. That loveth us. You know, as we walk through this life, I'm thankful to be a child of God. Not that I'm anything of myself, but what Jesus did. You know, we need to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance of what the Lord did for us. You know, if we'll stir up our pure mind, it'll stir our hearts too. I don't think we fully understand the great blessings and benefits of being a sheep. And Jesus being our good shepherd. Not only when we lay our head down and close our eyes in death, that'll be great. But as we walk through this world, to have somebody that goes before us. He says He goes before His sheep. Go before us. You know, the hireling flees, but there's not a time that you'll face that Jesus won't be there and turn to Him. You know, David, you know, we don't have that concept, but I believe David had a good concept of the sheep and shepherd. Oh, he starts off one of his psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. 23rd Psalm. I shall not want. Just turn there. Let's read that. That's a lot of people's favorite psalm, maybe. I can't quote it all. I'm sure I'd mess it up, but I can turn and read it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. They're talking about while He's here on earth. Not only the benefits of eternal salvation, eternal life, but while we're here on earth. He restoreth my soul, and He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think he had a good understanding of that Jesus being his shepherd and him being a sheep. Brothers and sisters, we need to get a better understanding of that. We need to consider that more. We need to dwell on that more. You know, David, I think he had that in three places, I believe. I believe they were writing to David in the Psalms. He talks about, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth me with benefits, even the God of our salvation." You know, they great benefits to being a sheep in the fold of God. There's great benefits to having such a great shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. You know, another place, the 106th Psalm, 103rd, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from the destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Boy, there's great benefits in having such a good shepherd as we have. He satisfies our mouth. You know, every bite of food we get, it comes from the Lord. You know, the spiritual food that we get, you know, we're renewed, the inward man's renewed day by day. That's the start of life, people. New every day. He'll never get old. You know, another place, David, in that 116th Psalm, I believe it was David, his name's not on it, but it sounds like it to me, giving an account of being in the horrible pit, the miry clay, and the sorrows of death compassing him, the pains of hell getting hold of him, and the Lord giving him peace and restoring his soul. And he said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me?" People, there's great benefit to be a child of God. We ought to be the happiest, most content people on earth. Yeah, there's times that things are going to happen, but we can rest assured, if you're a child of God, that you're one of his. He said, his own sheep. When he putteth them out, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. You know, we won't get in the situation following God that he ain't right there with us. He goes before us. Can't find yourself in a situation that he can't help you with. You're tempted in all points like we are, but without sin. Oh, what a Savior. I'm thankful today that I have this good shepherd, that I'm in his fold. You know, things are going to come out. We're going to get put out. We'll go out sometime, but if we'll follow the Lord, it'll be by still waters. Yeah, it might. There might be a time that they raise up, but Jesus has the ability to speak peace. You know, he is out in that ship, and a great storm rose, and they woke him up. He was in the hinder part of sleep. The disciples seen trouble, thought they were about to perish, and Jesus woke up and said, "Peace. Be still." And there was a great calm. What manner of man is this that even the wind obeys for us? Oh, what a Savior we have, people. Ain't it a blessing to be a sheep in the fold of God? And Jesus be our shepherd, to go before us, to lead us. He leads us by His Spirit. That we know. You know, in this reading it talks about knowing. My sheep know my voice. I know my sheep and am known of mine. Isn't it a blessing to know that you're a child of God? We're His folk. Hey, people, I've read the end. We're winners. We're going to come out on the good end. Whether we fold our hands in death or the Lord's come back, if you're one of His sheep, He'll know you. That's what He said. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. I don't have a full understanding of that shepherd sheep, but I'm thankful for what I can feel. I'm thankful for what I do know. That in life, when I go out and things come about, that Jesus goes before me. You know, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Roman, the church at Rome, made this statement. He said, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" That's been His fault. "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" That's His sheep. Once been saved, been redeemed, He's elected then to be conformed to the image of the shepherd. Oh, what a Savior. Said, who shall lay anything to the charge for God of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is He that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We've got this good shepherd sitting at the right hand of the Father, pleading on our behalf. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a shepherd we have, people. It ought to stir our hearts. We need to dwell on these things. Stir our pure minds by way of remembrance of what God has done for us and what He will do for us. Best is yet to come. Hey, God's sheep He'll separate the sheep from the goat. He'll put the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left, and they'll get to enter into his kingdom and see him in all his glory. As the ceaseless ages roll on, I give unto them eternal life, never ending. Oh, what a Savior, people. Oh, we're not done yet. He makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No man's able to pluck them out of my hand. My Father gave them to me, and no Father's greater than me, and no man's able to pluck them out of his hand. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or pearl, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yeah. If I get slaughtered trying to serve God, that'd be a glorious way to go. To die for being one of his, be a great blessing that. Wouldn't be easy, but you know, God would be with us. We may face it. Many of them did. They stoned old Stephen. He's in the fold of God. While they're throwing the stone, he's a praying for it and telling about shepherd. In our death, we might have opportunity to lead somebody to the Lord. Tell them about the good shepherd. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We're winners, people. We're more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. We're not winners because we're something, but we're winners because of the shepherd, the good shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. For I am persuaded, that is convinced through great effort. Paul's seen lots of troubles and heartaches in his life. What was he, beaten with a rod 5 times? Give 40 strikes, save one. Stoned 3 times. Shipwrecked 3 times. In the sea a night and a day. He had great troubles. Seen lots of things. Thrown in many prisons. But here, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Through all that trouble and distress that Paul seen, it just persuaded him more that you couldn't separate him from the love of God through Christ, his Savior. Hey, people, we're winners. Remember Brother Junior Moore facing the surgery and the somebody's saying something about it, and I heard him say he's a winner either way. If the Lord uses the surgeon and heals him, and he's able to get back out and preach, he'll be a winner. But if he don't survive the surgery, he's a winner. Hey, we're more than conquerors. Through him that love us. You know, they may have not had a full understanding of that. Jesus goes on in that. He said, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. People, it's just one shepherd. He opened the door. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. It's through him we have access to God and only. Therefore do my Father love me because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. Got to understand that. Thankful for the complete revelation of God's word. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Oh, what a Savior. He had the power to lay down his life. You know, wages of sin is death. Jesus wasn't a sinner. He didn't owe that wage. But our good shepherd, the wolf come, he laid down his life. He took our sin. He bore our sin in his own body that he might lay down his life in our place. He bore my sins, people. He died a death that I should have paid. He willingly did that. You know, we think about Pilate, he sentenced him. We think about them old Jews that tried him and they testified against him. And we think about them Roman soldiers that crucified him. I tell you what, they did all that, but they did not take his life. He laid it down. They didn't have the power. He told Pilate, you had no power at all against me if it wasn't given to you from my Father. He laid it down. Oh, what a Savior, people. But death couldn't hold him. Not only did he have the power to lay it down, but he had the power to raise it again. Three days. He arose. He's alive forevermore. Seated at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. Oh, what a Savior. People, these great blessings, these great benefits to being a sheep in the fold of God. And having such a great shepherd as Jesus, the one that laid down his life for the sheep. These eternal benefits, a home in heaven with God. But let's not forget as we walk through this life that he goeth before his own sheep. He goes before. He'll always be there. And nothing can separate us from his love. what we ought to be, the most stirred up, happiest people in the world. I tell you what, if we spent more time stirring up our pure minds and it sink down in our heart what God has done for us through Jesus, I tell you what, we'd be more spiritual. We'd be more influenced in this world. Bad things are going to come our way, but in each of them, we ought to trust in the Lord and lean on Him. And I tell you, people will see it. Have influence. They might find the shepherd, the door. The only way to get in, through Him. May God bless you. That's what's on my heart. I don't know that I did much with it tonight. But maybe I broke your suit in right. I hope so. We got something, people, that the world needs. What a grand and glorious feeling it is to be a child of God, to be a sheep in His fold. Let's have a song. Let's come together, shake hands with one another. Let's say that we're going to pray for one another. Might be a word on somebody's heart before we say.